Columbia Morning on News Talk 1400 KFRU. We like our periodic visits with Lorenzo Lawson, who is the Executive Director of the Youth Empowerment Zone, and he joins me in the studio now at 8:30. It's good to see you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Dave, for having me.
Let's again tell people what the Youth Empowerment Zone is.
The Youth Empowerment Zone is a nonprofit organization that is designed to help the greatest at-risk population in Columbia. We started off with youth, and that's why the name came about. But we quickly recognized that in order to really, really be effective with working with youth, we have to work with the whole entire family.
So what kind of work do you do? And when you say you work with the family or work with the youth, what are your a couple examples of the projects?
Well, we started off, we found out that these young, especially young males, was having difficulty getting employment. One of the highest employment rate in Columbia is young African-American males. And even right now, it's setting around 20%, where the general population is 4%. And so we take them in, and we found out that normally they just don't have the life skills that a two-parent young person have, such as knowing how to just shake a hand or what to wear to an interview. So that's what we do. We teach them the things that they don't learn in their own household, because normally they come from single parent, teen parents, three or four generation of that, where there's lack of male present. There's a lack of that training in the household.
When you're looking at that situation, though, how much competition do you have from others who would say, you know what, you can go out and get a job and you can go to work at a specific time, get off at a specific hour, but you're not going to make near as much money as you can doing X, maybe selling drugs or maybe doing something else? I would think that that would be something that you have to battle.
Oh, it is, definitely. Especially, you know, those one that have came out of the justice system and they got the red letter ex-offender, ex-felon on them. It's very difficult because most of the employers, they don't want to harm. So we got to go in and cultivate employers and let them know that they got us behind them, that they can call us if anything should happen, which that's a great thing from an employer, because if you hire Johnny straight off the street and he don't show up the next day, then you done lost your training dollars without even an opportunity to recoup it. But with us, you can call us. We can find out, well, maybe as simple as John didn't have a transportation, and we'll provide that transportation. We'll fix it where he can get back and forth to work if there's a conflict on the job. Usually these kids are just leaving, don't come back. But now you can call us, and we can intervene. We can talk to them and see what's going on and try to figure it out.
You have success stories with this?
Oh, a ton of them. We have been so successful that right now we are really looking for a larger facility. We got a waiting list, and that's something that we are proud of. But at the same time, we have a small staff, so we can't take as many as we want. The word got out that we were successful, so they're coming through our doors every day.
What is it that touches a young person's life that makes this work for him? And you're talking about hims mostly right now, male young men.
Well, we work with the females too.
I know you do. Is it a inside something that is touched and say, I need to do this because it's the right thing to do, or I need to do this because of maybe the Youth Empowerment Zone's impact on my life or somebody else's impact on my life? What makes them say, I want to do this?
Well, one of the reasons why I created the Youth Empowerment Zone is because I was one of those at-risk youth. And each one of us, you have come to what I call the proverbial fork in the road, where you don't want to go down that path no longer. You know, you done made your bad decision. You done made all these mistakes. And nobody want to be incarcerated. Nobody want to be strung out on drugs or in this violent type of environment. So they come to that fork in the road, but they don't have the resources and they don't have the knowledge and the information to make the right decision. The youth empowerment zone is there for them when they get to that proverbial fork in the road and they want to go a different direction, then we can help them.
I think it's hard for us to see who haven't lived that life or who haven't been in touch directly with that kind of a life that people come to that fork in the road. We don't see the fork. We only see that we only hear in this news stories of people who've taken the wrong fork in the road.
Exactly. And that's normal because you can only, you know, it's what your experience and how you have lived. And so we kind of base everybody else on that. And that's one of the biggest issue for me to educate folks to understand that there's another segment of our population that just need a little help. Are we going to be able to get them all? No. But there's a lot of them that don't want to go down that wrong path. But if you don't have the information, and I always say, if you don't know no better, you can't do no better. Mm-hmm. And that's where we come in. We come in to resource them with the information and whatever little resources that we can provide for them that they do not get in their own household that a normal two-parent middle-class child get. That's what we try to be, that surrogate parent.
Is it word of mouth that would lead some young person to the youth empowerment zone door, or is there some other way that they end up there?
Well, now that's the way they are led. Uh-huh. In the beginning, we had to go out. We had to go out and go where they were. You know, one of the things that I pride ourselves in is that we're not a conventional organization. For instance, it's not just a 9-to-5 mm-hmm. with us. If you got to go and get a signature from a parent that don't get off until 10 o'clock, then my caseworkers will do that. We design our schedule around them. And a lot of these kids, they out at night. So I teach my youth development, then you go where they're at. If they're out there on the basketball court playing basketball, you go there. We don't expect them to come to us in the beginning. Now the word is out. And they want jobs. They want to change their life. And the young people themselves screens them. They say, listen, if you're not ready, don't go to the youth empowerment zone. Because they know that we don't have a lot of resources. And I tell them, if you allow somebody to come up in here and play game, that's taking the little resources that I have to help you out.
How are you supported?
Well, we're supported by the city, United Way, Boone County, and the state of Missouri right now. But most importantly, citizens have been stepping up to the plate with donation, helping us.
How many clients would you say you have? And I don't know if that's the right term to use. But
well, we call them students.
Students,
because
yes.
We try to encourage them to get back involved with their education. And we just finished what is called our fiscal year, June the 30th, and we got to turn in reports. And we reported that we served 320 of them last year.
That's a pretty good number.
Oh, yeah.
The most you'd ever had?
Yeah. Right around that, we usually kind of hoover around that because we only capable of serving so many, and we want our quality to stay up.
Mm-hmm. What's the Inspiring Academy?
The Inspiring Academy, we looked and seen that, okay, we can help these young people turn their life around, but it costs 3 times as much if we can just prevent them from going down that road. So we looked at it and we said, okay, let's try to reach them at an early age and keep them from going down that wrong path. It only costs a third of that amount. So we decided to start our early education component. And we launched it last year. The state of Missouri gave us a pilot program with 16 kids from the ages of 5 to 12. And since last year, we have worked with these 16 kids. They came in. Most of them was like 2 grades behind in their reading and their English. And we are proud to say that majority of them, over 80% of them, we have gotten them up to where they supposed to be. And now we got a waiting list of about 25 parents wanting their kids in there. And we got a problem.
Yeah.
Because we need a larger facility, and that's what we're looking for, so that we can even do more.
So this is a process of tutoring and mentoring?
Mentoring.
Kind of focused on each individual child who was accepted into the Inspiring Academy and
exactly.
said, let's get you up to speed here so you can succeed in school.
Exactly. And that's our main purpose, because we found out that if they get behind, 9 times out of 10, they'll drop out. And we noticed that the older ones, the youth that we've been working with, one of the things that they have in common is usually they have dropped out of school or got kicked out of school, and they're no longer involved in the education environment. And that in itself is kind of like a death sentence for us economically getting jobs or going farther.
Have you done a study to say what is the cost of one of those children in the Inspiring Academy? I don't know whether you have an estimated number of dollars that it would take to help a child in a year.
Well, like I said, there's plenty of literature out there on that. Mm-hmm. And again, what we the funding that we use for one youth, 16 years old, to try to turn them around. Mm-hmm. We only use a third of that amount to prevent these young kids from going down that wrong path. We feed them, of course. We definitely got partners like Columbia College, University of Missouri to come in and tutor. We got, like you said, mentoring, because most of them come from household that is devoid of positive male role models. And that neighborhood is usually void of that. So we make sure that there's positive male role models in there. And we provide for the parent some of the things that they are lacking for this kid to be successful.
You help out parents as well as the children then.
We have a parenting class. Because a lot of these parents, they do not know. The first teacher is supposed to be the parent.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't know how to teach, then they can't teach. So first of all, we got to inform them and resource them so that they can start parenting these children. So we got our parenting class. We work with single parent mothers. We're getting ready to launch our fatherhood program because we want these fathers back in their lives. It has been proven that if these children have a positive male, especially a father, then the likelihood of them succeeding increases tremendously.
Many of us would look from the outside and say, this is like a huge rock mm-hmm. that you want to chisel into a beautiful statue. And then we would say, but it's such a huge one, though. But you're chiseling away at the edges. I mean, you're not going to be able to make everything right, but you can make certain things right. Maybe in the lives of 320 kids over the year, you'll have some successes, some failures. But you're saying, let us do what we can.
Exactly. And the main thing is, you know, I'm a native of Columbia. I love Columbia, been here all my life, and I want to keep our community a safe place to live. With all this violence that's going on, these are the young people that have came to that proverbial fork in the road and didn't have no one mm-hmm. to reach out to them.
So what do you want the community to hear then in this interview? What do you want them to take away from this?
Well, number one, that I'm looking for a larger facility so that I can serve even more. We're looking for more resources so I can hire more case managers. The more case managers that I can hire, the more we can work with. And also that I want to thank Columbia for being so supportive for us over these last 14 years. Without Columbia, we are born and raised. The youth empowerment was birthed in Columbia mm-hmm. for Columbia. It's unique. We don't have a national organization that we can lean on. We lean on the citizens of Columbia, the city of Columbia, and our local funders. So I want the people to take away that this is our organization for our kids, for our community. And we're going to do whatever we can to keep our community safe and build up our community by providing positive, successful citizens that was going draining our tax dollars through the justice system mm-hmm. and incarceration. I want to take a third of that or a fourth of that money that we use to lock them up, to turn their lives around and have them become taxpayers.
Where's Youth Empowerment Zone located now?
We're located at 1002 Faye Street, about a half a block up from Mediacom. Mm-hmm. It used to be the old Boys and Girls Club. We're getting ready to launch a capital campaign because we have been donated 2.3 acres of land right there on the corner of Oakland and Vandiver. There's a big lot there. And we want to build our Inspiring Academy vocational training center, where we want to put a professional culinary art kitchen in there to teach them how to become professional chefs. Because a lot of them is coming back from incarceration and different things, and they learned how to cook. So this is an area that we're seeing. We want to put in a professional studio because a lot of them is interested in the music. Mm-hmm. Well, there's more career aspect in that music industry. We want to teach them that. We partnered with Columbia College, and we're putting in a state-of-the-art gaming facility so that we can be a farm called club for Columbia College.
The esports they have there.
And and they are, Columbia College said, long as we can get their grades up to par, they'd be willing to bring them on into their program. So we want to try to, we're doing everything we can to provide vocational type of training. And also, you know, we want them to, we got a component of our organization, an entrepreneur, social entrepreneur component. So teach them how to be a banquet. We looking at getting a food truck for them to go out to the University of Missouri football games and sell, you know, so that they can learn how to be business owners.
You have big dreams. I like that. I hope that the community responds. Your website is yezweb.org.
Exactly.
Or just do a search for Youth Empowerment Zone, and you can find out how to contact Lorenzo Lawson.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Let's get another update fairly soon.
Sure.
Too long in between our visits sometimes, you know.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Executive Director, Youth Empowerment Zone, Lorenzo Lawson, has been our guest. It's News Talk 1400 KFRU.